Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
My roommate told me that while I was gone, she used my vibrators and dildos. She seemed not to understand why that's a violation of my privacy, but also why it's dangerous to share sex toys without taking proper precautions. Can you explain the risks of sharing sex toys?
Sometimes I hear from people who feel curious about using a sex toy that belongs to their roommate, sister, or sexual partner when that person is not at home. Many people would agree with you that having someone go through their personal belongings, especially their belongings that are particularly private, would feel like an invasion of their privacy. One of the health-related problems with sharing sex toys is that it is not known how long certain bacteria or viruses can survive in sex toy materials. That means that sharing sex toys can result in sharing infections. If your friend is interested in trying a sex toy, she would be better off buying an affordable sex toy and seeing if she likes it herself, or going to a woman-friendly sex toy shop or in-home sex toy party to touch and turn on various toys and see which one she would want to buy and try on her own. There are many different types of sex toy materials, some which are more porous than others. As a result, some sex toys may be more likely to harbor germs and various organisms than other materials. Sex toys that are made of glass, hard plastic, or silicone tend to be less porous and thus easier to keep clean. Some sex toy materials, such as soft jelly materials, can be more porous and thus more difficult to keep clean. The texture and structure of a sex toy are also important to consider. If a sex toy has a lot of cracks and crevices, it can be more difficult to keep it clean. Read more about different sex toy materials and things to look for when sex toy shopping in Because It Feels Good, A Woman's Guide to Sexual Pleasure and Satisfaction. Most sex toys can be cleaned with soap and water, though we need more research to understand how long certain bacteria or viruses can live on various sex toy materials. Non-vibrating dildos that are made of glass or silicone can often be boiled in a pot of water on the stove or washed in the dishwasher. Vibrators, because of their wires and motors, cannot be cleaned this way. Sometimes couples choose to share sex toys with each other, sometimes with a condom put on over the sex toy. If they have both been tested for sexually transmissible infections and are comfortable with whatever results they've received, then sharing a sex toy is not necessarily a problem. But if one partner has an STI, it could possibly be transmitted via sharing sex toys, so getting tested ahead of time is important. The bottom line is that sharing sex toys should always be done with caution and care, and borrowing someone's toy without telling them can be risky and may feel disrespectful to the person whose sex toy it is.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.